That was Mr. J. Moss with Good and Bad at 24 minutes past the hour. It's a Wellness Wednesday here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, and we have a young man on the line with us who does everything well. He's a Major League Baseball owner, an NBA legend, two-time Hall of Famer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, motivational speaker, and I am so glad I can call him friend. He is the one and only Irvin Magic Johnson!
Magic, baby, it's magic!
Hey, sweetie pie, what's happening?
Everything is good. I love this Wellness Wednesday. I love that. You know, I get to be a part of it. But just God bless all three of you guys, and thank you for having me on your show. You know I love you, and Cookie and I just send our love to you, and thank you for allowing me some time on your unbelievable show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we are so glad that you have the unbelievable network called the Aspire Network, featuring faith and family and friendly content. We love that. And can you tell us about why you guys launched it? Because I love the story behind this.
Well, I think when we looked into the marketplace, we said, you know, there was no really family channel for blacks to go and African Americans and others to not only go and watch great family programming, but also, too, there was opportunity to really give those African Americans who are actors and actresses and producers, directors, great writers, an opportunity to work, because we have so many talented people who are not working because there's not enough outlets for them to work. And so now we'll be giving them an opportunity to showcase their talents and their skills. And then when we all grew up, we grew up watching TV with our family.
Yes.
And
yes,
so we want to bring people back to watch great programming. Like we had Good Times. We had Stanford and Stump. We had things that we watched, but we watched them all together. And so I want to get back to that. And then, of course, we'll be all faith-based on Sunday. And then, you know, we'll have some good, clean comedy. And we got some visual and performing arts. And so that's good. Some short films, documentaries. And every night it'll be different, hosted by somebody. And I'm excited about the opportunity. And we'll go live, of course, today on Comcast. And then we'll get picked up by other cable outlets.
Magic Johnson, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, NBA Hall of Famer and entrepreneur. Now, you're a success story not only to the world, but especially among the African-American community. And you've done so many things in the inner city with your movie theaters, the relationship that you have with Starbucks, now being the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. With this network, will there be some mentoring from you?
Oh, great question. No question about it. I'm going to do as much as I can to have business show and to give business tips and to talk about where there's opportunity for our people to invest and things like that. So, yes, because it's so important that we understand that if you look at Yolanda, for instance, here she is. I always tell people, and I'm happy that I can tell her, you know, she's one of the greatest voices we've ever heard in the history of music. Her and people like Whitney Houston have voices that we just say, wow, there will never be a voice like that. And so she can go and speak God's word, and she can go sing and have us all mesmerized. Also, an unbelievable message in her music. And then she can turn around and have a radio show, and then she can turn around and be a businesswoman, you know, and that she is. So we can do a lot of different things if we are educated, if we have the right information, and then get out of our way.
Right.
A lot of times with African Americans, we block ourselves because oh, we can't do it. Oh, I don't believe in myself. So we got to stop doing that because we can do it. It's just we got to make sure we educate ourselves and also make sure we surround ourselves with the right people.
Also, speak a little bit about your Magic Johnson Foundation.
Yeah, well, we have 150 kids on scholarship, college of their choice. Cookie does a wonderful job. She basically helped run the foundation, and she's, you know, Cookie is a woman, a Christian woman, who really believes in our young people. So when you think about our foundation, we built 18 technology centers around the country for young people to have access to a computer and a computer center.
Yes, sir.
And then HIV and AIDS awareness, and making sure that those who can't pay for their medicine, we built six clinics that they can get their meds for free. And then we have so many different health fairs, because that's important, because diabetes, all the things, high blood pressure, all the things that are affecting our community is so important. So we give a lot of health fairs across the country. And then last but not least, you know, we try to make sure we educate now our people about obesity and eating right.
Yes.
And especially our young kids, get them active. So these are the type of things that the Magic Johnson Foundation is all about. And, again, my wife, Cookie, is just tremendous. And we work hand in hand, side by side. Who would ever thought, you know, I get blessed with an angel, a rose from God, you know, and Cookie. And so she supported me. And now she got her own gene line, so
yes,
I support
does.
Her. It's funny. I have to stay home on the weekends now. While she out doing her thing with her CJ's by Cookie Johnson line, so it's really great.
We are talking with none other than Mr. Magic Johnson. Magic, my name is Marcus Wilder, just in case I pop up on your network.
Okay, Marcus, I got you.
Just want you to remember that. But listen, it's an honor for me to talk to you. You are my favorite NBA player.
Thank you.
I want to say that first. Now, secondly, my question is more basketball. I want to know, in your opinion, why LeBron James does not play point guard like you, because to me he's more like you, and why do he choose to play shooting guard and be like Mike?
Marcus, you hit it on the head. He plays the game more like myself than
right.
like Michael, because he gets his teammates involved.
Yeah.
He looks to pass first and shoot second, and we're so blessed to see a talent like LeBron James. Mm-hmm. He had an unbelievable playoff run and then a great, great NBA Finals run and winning his first championship. I think he humbled himself. He saw that last year he became a person that was not LeBron James. And so this year he came back and said, you know what, Dallas taught me a lesson in terms of how to win a championship. And he came back rededicated, refocused, and that's why he ended up winning the championship and the MVP of the finals. And so I think that now you're going to start seeing him play more like point guard because he had such a tremendous season. And I think Kobe Bryant is more like Michael than LeBron James is.
Right.
LeBron James is more like myself. Just appreciate a young man who can say that he made mistakes.
Then
he came back and said, hey, I made those mistakes, but I'm going to correct them. And so we applaud our young men on a big stage, on a big platform, admit that they made a mistake, but then they learn from that mistake, and then he's moved on.
Well, we love you, and we're so glad that you are one of our heroes.
Yes.
Mr. Magic Irvin Johnson. I know I turned it all the way around. The Aspire Network launches today.
Tonight.
Make sure that you check your local listings for the Aspire Network. We know it's going to bless you, as this young man has blessed our lives for as long as he's been on this earth, and we bless God for you, sir.
Thank you, and God is using you, Yolanda, and your incredible team there in such the right ways. And thank you for blessing us each and every day, educating us on your unbelievable show, but also blessing us with the world's best voice. And Cookie and I and my mom, we all say thank you for being in our lives. God bless.
God bless you too, precious.
All right.